the Mesechta Nedorim. In the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayim, he explains the reason why Mesechta Nedorim comes after Mesechta Ksubis is because Nedorim, we'll see later on, a lot of halachas talk about a neder that a wife makes that the husband has a right to be meferit. That's called Ben Ish LeYishtoi or Ben Av LeBitoi. So therefore, and as prat after you have Nesuyin with the Kenisa LeChupa, that's when the Baal, the husband himself, could be meferit in Nedorim. So therefore, after spoke about Hilchas Ksuba, now we start learning Mesechta Nedorim. Now the first Mishnah starts off, called Kinuye Nedorim Kinedorim. Now Kinuye Nedorim means like a nickname for a lashon of a neder. It also has a locha like a neder itself. Like Lamasho, the Ika lashon on neder is, if you want to make a piece of bread osur on you, so you say, Kika ze osur alai kehegdish. He said, this piece of bread should be also to me like a hegdish or like a korban. That's the ikka lashon haneder. Now, a kinui means instead of saying the word korban, you use a nickname for the word korban. Like instead of saying the word korban, you say the word koines or koinach or koinein. Now, in the Gemara later on, we'll see in Daf Yud, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what's the pshat from kinui in Adorim, this nickname. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Lashon Nochrim. In other words, it's not Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is you say Korban. You say, Kikazeh, this piece of bread should be to me like a Korban. So that makes it also, that's a Lashon of a Neder. Now, a nickname means a Lashon, a Goyish language. So like English or French or Spanish. You say the word Korban in a different language. If so, the Ran explains, what's the Chiddush? We know Nedorim could be said in any language. So why does the Mishnah have to say a Chiddush, Kenuyeh Nedorim is Kenedorim? So he says because it's a slang language. It doesn't mean it's the Iker, let's say like a French language. It's a slang in French. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah called Kenuyeh Nedorim. Even the nickname, a slang language of a Neder, is also considered like a Neder. Rish Lakish says, no, it's a Lashon Shebodol Hem Chachomim, like we'll see later on, that the Chachomim made up a new way how to make a Neder. And the Gemara explained because they were afraid if you'd use the word korban, sometimes you'd say korban lashem, because that's what it says next to it in the Torah. And then we're afraid sometimes a person would say just lashem, kikazet lashem, and you're saying Hashem's name in vain. Therefore, the Chum did not want you to use a lashem kikorban. So therefore, the Chum made up a new language, a new word, what to say, and that means a neder. And the Ran explains, according to both of these pshatim, it's a lashon that's a neder midiraisa. So that's the first chiddush of the Mishnah called kinuye nedorim kinedorim. A slang language or a nickname for a lashon of a neder is also considered like a neder. Now v'charomim kicharomim. The same thing when you say lashon of cherim, you say kikuzeh olai kicherim. Even though usually cherim in the Torah means you want to be makdish, you want to give some property you own to the Beit HaKavayis. You want to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, they should use it to build with it. That's the Ikka Lashon of Cherim. But that's not what the Mishnah means. Here we're talking about if you want to make a bread or any food, osur on you, that you're not allowed to eat it. So you could say, Lashon Kikizeh Olai Kecherim. This piece of bread is to me like a Cherim, which means it's osur. Now that's an Ikka Lashon HaNeder. Now the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, if you don't use the word Cherim, but you use a nickname, like you say Cherek, or cherech, or cheref, that's also considered like a lashon of a cherim, that the bread becomes osur on you. Hu adin ushvuos kishvuos. When you want to make a shvuah, you want to swear that you will do something. So the ikka lashon of shvuah is that you say the word shvuah, you swear you will do it. A kino means you don't use the word shvuah itself, but a nickname, another language for the word shvuah. Shvusa, you say. So that's also considered like you said a lashon of a shvuah. Or Nizirus Kinazirus. Same thing when you want to become a Nazir. If you say Harayalai Harani Kinazir, that's the Ikka Lashon of Nazirus. If you want to say a nickname of it, it's also considered like a Nazir. Like you say Nozik or Poziach, it's also as if you said Harani Nazir. Now, why does this Mishnah start off explaining all four of these halachas about Nedorim, Charomim, and Shruas and Nazirus? That the Gemara will explain. Now, the Ran really gives a little akdom here, and the Ran starts off saying, really, there are two types, two inyonim of Nedorim. First of all, there's a Nidre Hegdish. That means if somebody wants to give something to Hegdish, either you want to make an animal into a korban, or you want to give some money to a Bedek Habayis, you do it through a lashon of a neder. Now that's called Nidre Hegdish, and the Ran says that's not what our Masechta here is talking about. That has to do with Seder Kodeshim. Here we're talking about the second type of a neder, that a person takes something that he's allowed to eat, there's no Isser on it, and you make it Usser on yourself. Now, Nidre Isser has to have one of two things. Either it has to belong to you, it's your food, and then you could Usser it either on yourself or on anybody else, or else you can Usser somebody else's food on yourself. In other words, as long as either it pertains to you, or else it's your food, then you can put the Isser either upon yourself or upon somebody else. And that's what our Masechta is talking about making a dorum on something that without the neder, without this like neder, you would be allowed to eat it, you would be allowed to do it, and now because of the neder, you're not allowed to. And the Ran goes to explain, like really there are three parts to the dorum. There's the Iker HaNeder, that's if you say a good Lashon of a neder. And Ran speaks out also, other Rishonim say clearly, that the Iker Lashon of a neder is when you're being Matfis the Chayfetz in the Dover HaNeser. That's where the Rosh says the Moshul. The Rosh says the Lashon of Nedorim Iker Neder Ho'oma Batorah. What's the main neder that it says in the Torah? Who Shematfis HaChayfetz B'Dover HaNeser Ay the Isapeh Kegoin Korbin Oy Hegdish. That's the Iker Lashon of a neder. That you have, let's say an example, anything, but let's say an example of food, you have a piece of bread in front of you, and you want to make this bread now also to you with an isser of a neder. So you say, ki kazeh osser alai, this piece of bread should be also to me, ki korban. Your matvasit, you say, like a korban. Now a korban is something that's also because of a peh, because somebody was makdashit, somebody made it a korban. Oh, hegdish, because somebody made that thing into hegdish. Lafuka, you can't be matvis into a dover osser. That means, let's say you have pig in front of you. So you want to say, this bread should be osser to me like pig, like a piece of nevela. That's not chal, that's no good. Because a nevela or a pig, it's not osser because of a loshin. It's not the pshat, you made it osser. It's osser by itself, the terrorist that it's osser. Well, these kolonim we'll see later on in the Gemara. But I call upon him, the ikar, the main way to make a nether is, when you speak out clearly, this bread should be also to me like a korban. That's an ikar haneder. Then there's a chiddush in the mission of kinuyin nedarim, that you don't say this bread should be also to me like a korban, but you use a nickname for the word korban. That's also good. And then there's a third chiddush of nedarim, and that's called yodais nedarim. That's a hand of a neder. Which means, in other words, you just start off saying the lashon of a neder, and you don't end off. You don't finish off what you mean to say, really. You don't speak out that the bread should be yosa to you. You only start saying, and from what you start to say, we understand that you mean to make it yosa to you. So that's called the yad, that also has an isser of a neder. And in the Gemara will explain, how do we know the yisayid of yodais? The Gemara dashens it from a pasuk. Now, the Mishnah, even though it started off talking about kinuyi nedarim, the nicknames of nedarim, it does not explain it in this Mishnah, the cases of kinuyi nedarim. That will be explained later on. Now, the Gemara now says cases, which the Gemara says explains yodois nedarim. And really, the Gemara is going to ask the question, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about yodois nedarim. And the Gemara says that really something is missing in the Mishnah, and really the Mishnah right now should have said a klal of kol yodois nedorim kinedorim. A yad, a hand, or start off saying a lashon of neder, that's enough even though you don't finish it off. And then the Mishnah explains it. What's the case? The case is like this. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi. If somebody says to his friend, mudrani mimcho. That means I am mudur from you. In other words, I'm like a neder from you, or else mufreshani mimcho, I am like separated from you, or else murachakni mimcho, I am supposed to be away from you, far away from you. And what does that mean? She'eni oichel cho, that I will not eat from yours, or else she'eni toyim loch, I will not taste of yours. So the Mishnah says, Asur, in these cases, you're not allowed to eat from your friend's food. Now the chiddush here is, even though you did not end off and say, and you did not say that his food is osur to you, like Hegdish, you didn't say the word osur alai, but since you said, mufushani mimcho, I'm going to be separated from you, from tasting your food or from eating your food, so you started off saying that you want to be separated, in other words, you do not want to be able to eat his food, even though you did not end off and say, osur alai korban. But since you started saying these lashonos, we understand from what you started that you want to make it osur to you with an issa neder, so it's osur, it's called a neder, that you're not allowed to eat from his food. And we consider as if you said, like mudrani mimcho, that shema shani oichel lecho, yeah, you're like a korban. I'm making like a neder now that whatever I eat from you should be on me like a korban. It's as if you ended off to say his food is osur to you. Even though you didn't say it, like the Gemara explains, this is the chiddush of yodois nedarim. A hand, the beginning of a lashon of a neder, is also like a neder. Then the Mishnah says, if somebody says, menuda aniloch, I am like in a nidui from you. So, Rabbi Akiva hoyechoychech bazeh lahachmir. Rabbi Akiva had a doubt whether this person means a lashon of a neder. Does it mean to say, really, whatever is yours is like a nidu to me? In other words, I'm making a neder like I'm not allowed to eat from you? Or else maybe no. Or else maybe it does not mean to make a lashon neder to make what the other person has osur on himself. He just means to say nidui, as if to say he's like putting a band upon himself. But he does not mean to put an issa neder upon himself. So that's his lashon Rebbe Kiva was chuchach bezeh lahachmir. Since he had a doubt whether it means a lashon neder or not, luchumra, he said, yes, be noig as if you made a neder, and you're not allowed to eat from the other person's food. The Gemara will explain exactly what the suffix, what his doubt is. Now the Gemara says like this.